Many of you recognize Jason Bosserman as being the Bartow weatherman on Allegheny Mountain Radio, but Jason is also quite the historian. He is the chairman of the Pocahontas County Historic Landmarks Commission. He has also been researching the magistrate's records from the Cass area regarding alcohol arrests made during Prohibition. Prohibition began with the January 15, 1920 ratification by the states of the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which made it illegal to manufacture or sell alcoholic beverages. Prohibition lasted for 13 years until it was repealed by the 21st Amendment on December 5, 1933. Bosserman tells us some of the interesting things he has learned about those times in northern Pocahontas County.
I have all the Justice of the Peace books from the Green Bank District. So this did include down to Dunmore and Cass, and then this whole upper end. And I want to talk about, in particular, right when Prohibition started, and that really changed a whole lot in this area. The unbelievable thing is the Justice of the Peace was J.B. Sutton. James Byron Sutton, that did live in Cass. In fact, his home is still there. It's the Cass Inn that he had as his home. That was a nice brick building on the east side of Cass, and he was also an undertaker. But J.B. Sutton actually had all the cases. He was the Justice of the Peace from 1919 to 1933. Since he lived in Cass, most all of his arrests took place in the Cass area. I have been writing down the name of every person that was ever arrested by J.B. Sutton, and I probably have at least 300 names. And in fact, in a one-day period, there must have been a big drinking party, and there were 5 pages, all from the same site, of about 20 arrests. And the Justice of the Peace, I never see in the books where he ever went to school. There were so many cases in this county, and this was a felony if you were caught with alcohol. The Justice of the Peace was deciding this case, and I've never seen a Justice of the Peace trying a felony. They were always sent as a felony down to Marlington to be tried at the courthouse. Now, up here, the sheriff was Brown Buren Beard, who was Jesse Powell's father, and I think he was in from about 1920 to 1926. And Jesse, who was my great neighbor, she often told me stories of going with her father as a sheriff when he would make an arrest. I found very interesting what alcohol was made from. Locally, a lot of the people would make out of corn what was called Old Hen. And the good Justice of the Peace, he actually had a list of what you would put in. He told you how to make Old Hen from corn. It was sugar, yeast, and a fermentation, and then run it through a still. But alcohol was also made out of potatoes, peaches, elderberries, raisins, and apricots. So there were quite a few local things that could be used. A lot of what they made was usually in a 55-gallon, probably wooden barrel. You could be arrested if you had a still, if you transported alcohol, if you were just caught drinking with friends, and you were fined $100, $200, or $300, and you also quite often spent 30, 60, or 90 days in jail.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.